Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Well, I mean, listen, I don't know. You're just starting off with me today, but I got to tell you, I've already had an incredibly full day. Well, that's not completely true. I know. I got to tell you, I'm a night person, right? And I have whined about what time I want the program to be on, but there's a part of me that just loves being able to stay up late and sort of read. And today, as many of you know, it's actually one of the things that's on our news roundup today, is the first ever parade for women athletes. Did you know that? It's the first time they've ever had a ticker tape parade for a women athletic team. How cool is that? I mean, I think that's way cool. So how could I not go to the parade, right? Now, I know it was supposed to start at 11. This is the first parade I've ever known about, I've ever been in, I've ever watched, that actually started on time. It started exactly at 11, and which is pretty remarkable. The bagpipes started at 7:30 in the morning. There were at least, I counted six different bands, including bagpipes. There are three bagpipes. There was one drum, not drum and bugle, just drum. And they did something really smart in this parade. I mean, they did a whole bunch of really smart things as far as I'm concerned. Number one, they started it on time. Parades never start on time. Nothing ever starts on time. The parade started on time, so that was pretty cool. That was number one. Number two is that, like, when I've gone to the parade for, like, when the football team wins, like, world champion in the Super Bowl and stuff like that. And they always have all this stuff, like, they'll have the mayor, or they'll have, you know, the owner. And by the time they get to the team, I mean, everybody's tired of clapping and waiting. And so this one, the women led off. They were in kind of this modest float. It actually, I just looked at a picture of it taken from ground level. I was taking it from higher up. So but it looks much more impressive if you actually see the float. But the women were, they got there very early, and they were kind of lounging around, like, you know, okay. And then when the parade came, and I saw it at the very beginning of the parade, the crowds were much bigger, I'm sure, farther down. And they usually make ticker tape parades so that they end up on Wall Street around lunchtime, because that's when everybody can get away from their desk, especially if you're the New York Stock Exchange. They're saying with software, folks. I'm not going to argue with them. All right, so they had the ticker tape down here. It actually wasn't ticker tape. It's confetti. They take the machines that shredders is what I'm looking for. And I tried to take a picture of it. If you go to my Twitter account, hopefully it's the right Twitter account this time. I'm not terrifically good at Twitter. But I kept sending sort of updates and pictures about the parade and the bagpipes. And it turns out it's pretty hard to photograph confetti. But then they started throwing just sheets of paper. That was a lot easier to photograph. I'm not sure people are going to love it. And I'm at the very, as I said, when I took pictures at the very beginning of the parade, because it's the easiest access. And as I said, it did start on time. I think the confetti gets, I've been in Midtown, or in basically by Wall Street when they're doing the confetti. And it just, I mean, it just blankets everything. So this is pretty modest confetti and kind of modest crowds. But then when the parade started, all the women are in their little, you know, their little shorts and everything. And then they had, as I said, they had about six bands. It was kind of a modest parade, to be quite honest. But they, you know, they only won the championship, what, last Sunday. So they had, what, 5 days to organize this. And a couple of tour buses, which I assume the tour buses were rented, and they had various officials, I'm sure. And it was said fans, one team, one world, all this kind of interesting stuff. And my computer has now completely frozen. But I can still tell you about the parade. So if you go, I think it's the Dr. Joy Brown Show. that you can see, you know, I was twittering and sort of trying to get into the moment by moment kind of ness of the parade. But I mean, there's really something you kind of get choked up, or I did. I mean, think about, and huge, huge, even with a kind of modest crowd, because as I said, I was right at the beginning, even with kind of a modest crowd, there was, you know, there was a huge amount of shouting and just being pleased and everything else for the women. I mean, they you know, it was very touching and very heartwarming and very wonderful. So you can go to Twitter, you can watch on TV. Although, I mean, mine is certainly going to be much more fun than watching on television. So that was good, and it was a. You know, it was the first time they've ever had a parade for women athletes. So there you go. And today, of course, is Collector Car Appreciation Day. I have no idea what that means. It's Pina Colada Day. I do know what that means. And Pick Blueberries Day. So I know two out of the three. I actually know what collector cars. I actually had a 1927 Dodge. 1937 Dodge, I think. It had the suicide doors and the running boards and the auger horn. And it had, like, the original upholstery in it. The only problem about driving it, first of all, you set up very high above traffic. And the problem was that I was convinced that someone was going to hit me just because everybody wanted to see the car. It was a cute car. It actually got fairly good mileage. And it had the horsehair seats like your grandparents. Well, probably your grandparents did, but my grandparents did. So there we go. So historic day. You know, next year they'll have on this day in history that this day in 2015 they had the first ticker tape parade for a women's sports team when the U.S. team won the World Soccer Championship over Japan. What if Japan is having? Well, if they hadn't won, if they'd won second place, would we have had a parade? Probably not. I don't know. Anyway, okay, this day in history, in 1553, Lady Jane Grey takes the throne of England. In 1821, the United States takes possession of Florida, allowing a whole lot of people to drive very slowly for the rest of their lives. In 1925, the Scopes Trial, very famous, Dayton, Tennessee, the so-called monkey trial, with John T. Scopes, a young high school science teacher accused of teaching evolution in violation of the Butler Act. We're still arguing that today, aren't we? Oh, dear. On 1938, Howard Hughes set a new record by completing a 91-hour airplane flight around the world. In 1962, Telstar, the world's first communication satellite, was launched into orbit. In 2007, Erden Eric begins the first solo human-powered circumnavigation of the world. So today is kind of one of those days that had a lot of firsts that seem that the first ticker tape parade for women may fit neatly into that. As I said, the New York Stock Exchange says software update to blame for trading halt. I'm gonna blame software for everything. I'm gonna, either Trevor or software, I just think, going to blame for everything. That was rude, huh? U.S. diners will have to wait till 2016 for calorie labels on all restaurant menus. I am really looking forward to that. Because a number of chains, I think any place that's a national chain has to have it now. But, you know, it's very helpful for me. Trevor, do you ever look at calories? You look at price. Do you look at either?
I think about calories. I don't think I've seen them actually listed on any menus I've experienced lately.
I've been to a couple, and they have, not only do they have till 2016, they have till December 1st, 2016, which is a year beyond when they were supposed to. Restaurants and retailers said they need more time. Bunk. They require restaurants and other establishments that sell prepared food and have 20 or more locations to post the calorie count of food clearly and conspicuously on their menus, menu boards, and displays. That includes prepared foods at grocery and convenience stores, movie theaters, bakeries, coffee shops, pizza delivery stores, and amusement parks. A 2,000-calorie diet is used as the basis for daily nutrition. Individual needs may vary. Additional nutritional information beyond calories, including sodium, fat, and sugar, must be available on request. It's terribly helpful for me. You know what? Let's put up on Facebook, what do you look for in a menu first? and why. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Now, Trevor just made a comment, which I think is really true, that I think one of the reasons that restaurants are dragging their feet, and they clearly are, the idea that somehow it's going to take longer than, I mean, and this was a ruling that came, last year, So it's just somewhat ridiculous, and they're saying they need another year. And it's because a lot of the things that people eat and drink have an enormous number of calories and fat in them. I mean, as I said, the thing at that is my sort of disgusting delight at one of those blizzardy kinds of things. It's got like half the calories that you're supposed to get. And women, most women cannot, 2,000 calories is too many calories. That we, most of us deal well with about 12 to 1,500 calories. 2,000 is for a man, really. So if the little sort of yummy thing that you're drinking as a little treat is 1,000 calories, which some of them are. Some of them were more than that. I told the story that a couple of years ago I wasn't feeling very well, and a bunch of people were going out for dinner, and I didn't feel icky enough to cancel. So I just thought, well, I'll just have a little appetizer. And someone said, well, why don't you have calamari? Because, you know, it's basically high protein. And so it's not one of my favorite things. And I looked at it, and it had the amount of calories for the calamari, I think, was something like 2,800 or something for an appetizer. And that's literally double the number of calories that I should have in a day. And if you look at the desserts and the coffee drinks with the whipped cream and, you know, all the stuff, which is why we're obese as a country, right? Because we're not paying any attention to calories about that. So what can I tell you? So all 23 members of the soccer team traveled down on 12 floats, heading up Broadway from Battery Park to City Hall, where Mayor Bill de Blasio will address the team and the crowd later this afternoon. First time a women's sports team receiving a ride down the Canyon of Heroes. So there you go. And so I guess there were a lot of the members of the team of the 23 that, you know, unless you were really a soccer aficionado as opposed to me, which is sort of a joy come lately. I mean, I sort of like soccer, and I know it's a bigger deal in the world than it's what the rest of the world refers to as football. But I certainly couldn't mention, you know, I could tell you most of the people who played on Sunday, I suppose, if really challenged. But so there were other floats. Again, the floats were, I mean, it was kind of like, it was kind of a homespun parade. I mean, it looked more like, gee, Judy, let's get a barn and put on a show than it did like a lot of the parades I've seen. But I think the part of it is that, like the Super Bowl, you know, as I said, the women got $2 million, the men get 35. So there's, and I think when you talk about, we did a thing about women's cycling and the discrepancy between the lances and the women, the lances and the ladies, I suppose we could call it, in terms of compensation. And this one, to a certain extent, reflected it. I mean, the floats were, I think there were about, what'd they say, 12 floats or something. But two of them were buses, and they basically look like flatbed trucks, and they look like basically, you know, high school football game thing. I mean, they were charming, but not anywhere near what, like, the Super Bowl floats look like, or the Columbus Day floats look like, or even the gay parade, you know, gay pride parade. But there was something kind of charming about it, and the fact that it's a first, and it's a beautiful day, and we've had crummy, overcast, humid, rainy, foggy days for the last week, and today is just perfect. There's low humidity, it's really sunny, it's really beautiful, and so it's a perfect day for a parade. So it was really fun, and I'm glad I went, and as I said, I tweeted that on a moment by moment, and I was so impressed that it started on time. So there you go. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm just trying to, my computer is frozen again, so somehow then I suppose it's all those nasty comments about the New York Stock Exchange that's just saying, okay, you want to make fun of software? We'll show you. So I'll see if I can find it. I'm trying to think what else I have to tell you about. You know, I think I'm just going to restart my computer, and I will just shuck and jive for a moment and see what else I can talk with you about. Let's see, I'm trying to think something that would be wonderful to tell you about, and I will come up with something in just a second. There are just complete. All right, I'm going to just take a deep breath here and tell you that without a computer, my program works just fine. It's just being a little weird at this particular moment. So one of the things that we had asked, I suppose we could just talk about the menu thing for a minute, even though we just put it on Facebook, that one of the things that women have historically done is if you go to a really fancy restaurant, I don't know if they do this anymore, you can tell me, because I don't really eat very often at fancy restaurants, but they used to have, if you went to a really fancy restaurant, they would have a men's menu and a woman's menu, right? And the men's would have all the prices on it, all the information, and the women's would not. It would just have the items. And, you know, I know an awful lot of women, and maybe part of it is the timing, too, is that it used to be when you went out for dinner with somebody, especially when we started dating, which most of us were 16 or 17, something of that sort. And you know, we were very aware of price. And so the first thing that a woman tended to look at on the menu was the price. And so, as I said, in fancy restaurants, you didn't have that option. So you would just have to order. So all of us grew up eating a lot of chicken because we just figured that that was the cheapest thing on the menu, which, of course, it is not necessarily anymore. And so now with women paying their, you know, one of the things I used to do, because it always felt a little uncomfortable that just because you were the guy that you had to pay for dinner. And actually, in Dating for Dummies, I actually talk about that. I think that it's much fairer that the person who basically asks does the paying. So if you invite somebody that you know what you can afford and you pay for it, whether you're the male or the female, I don't think it's fair that only male has to pay for the dinner at all times. So they... And now I'm with calories. The question is, would you look at the calories before you look at the price? And I, you know, basically, I used to play liar's poker a lot. Do you know how to play liar's poker, Trevor?
I have no idea.
You know what that is? Right, liar's poker. It may have fallen out of favor, but it was really wonderful. You take a dollar bill, and you can play it with more than two people. But and basically, you bet like a poker hand on the basis of the serial number on the dollar bill. I know, it's kind of, I'm sure it started with drunken people in bars, but the idea was that I would pay liar's poker for dinner, because it didn't seem to me fair that the guy just a priori had to pay for dinner, but so I would play liar's poker, and whoever won got to, the other person, whoever lost had to pay for dinner, and I got really good at liar's poker, so it was a way of being a liberated woman and still not having to pay for dinner. But I wonder whether or not women are going to look at the price or the calories worse. I don't think guys look at either particularly. I think guys basically figure it costs what it costs, and hopefully they have enough money in their wallet to pay for it. What can I tell you? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. And twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty. Trevor is telling me that my computer is whispering in my ear, it's time to replace me. It's time to replace me. I don't know.
Groan.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like having, you know, to spend serious coin on something fun is one thing. You know, like a cruise to the Caribbean. To get yourself a new computer, because I don't view my computer as my friend. I view it as a tool. What can I tell you? Alrighty. 855-99-3-7569. I seem to be up and running now, so you can actually get in touch with me. You actually could have before, to be quite honest. They're now talking about a new seating plan on airplanes. Did you see this?
I did see that, and I couldn't really make much sense of it. It seems
well, the
like
idea is that basically what they're doing is taking the front and back row, and instead of putting them in a row, you're going to have them facing, like the you know the cabin attendants already face, because it's a better use of the space.
No,
so, yeah, I don't know that that's going to make people incredibly happy. The design is fringe, alternating forward and backward facing seats placed side by side. They revealed last month. I don't know that that's actually going to make people very happy. Lack of legroom is generally the biggest factor for travelers. The aim of this unconventional design is to increase the space available at the shoulder and arm area. It'll create room for more seats on the plane, which, of course, is why they're doing it. It's not like the airlines really care about our legroom. They just care about putting more seats in. Remember when they said that airline travel was going to get really cheap and everybody's going to be able to do it and it's really going to be fun? And you don't have to worry about arguing with the person about the armrest. Less privacy while eating or attempting to sleep. And they're saying, you know, that isn't really what we need here. What we really need is basically satellite plane seat with smaller armrest, no headrest or cushions, aimed at creating a more streamlined, lighter aircraft with room for more people. But that isn't actually what most of us want. What we want is more leg room. We want probably our own personal armrest. I mean, I really liked flying business class because on a seat that not only reclined, which was kind of fun, but you could actually make a bed out of it. Even though the bed position wasn't very comfortable for me, I suppose partially because it felt like you were more attuned with the vibrations of the plane, and it was a pretty bumpy ride over. And then coming back, I couldn't sleep anyway. But I don't know, a saddle seat. I think people have not, whoever designed this, have not looked at the usual airline passenger these days. I mean, the seats are small enough for some people as it is. I don't know. Hopefully they will not go along with this. But as I said, I was on a tour bus recently that instead of having the seats like basically on an airline where they're all facing the back of the driver, they were facing out. So they were like stadium seats on three tiers looking out. And the window was slightly tinted so you could see out, but other people could see in. So you're basically looking at the city as a stage event, which is psychologically very cool. And people stopped in the middle of intersections to watch. And the whole thing I organized the entire bus, of course, to make people who were ignoring us pay attention to us. You know, that we'd smile at them and yell at them. I don't know. There's something about somebody who's just being cranky or ignoring me that just inspires the real naughtiness in me. And I thought this is fun. They basically that NASA is building a fake moon that people can drive on. Wouldn't you do that, to drive like a moon buggy?
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be so much fun.
Yeah, they used, apparently 50 years ago, they used 30 pounds of explosive to turn a chunk of Arizona into a simulated moonscape for astronauts to practice picking up rocks. They said picking up rocks on, but we know that's really bad grammar and somebody should have edited this. So you can take your own truck out there and carve it up like a ski slope because it's an off-road park on the moon. All right? It's called the Ram Rebel Review. That's where they found it. They tested a truck. Apparently it's called the Cinder Hills OHV area. And, it's a place designated by Uncle Sam for us to drive our toys, but there are rules. There's sections you could drive on and sections you cannot. The preservation areas are extremely well marked. And in fact, they're fenced off, which of course is inspirational. All right. So everybody has to sort of follow the rules. All right, so I just think that, and they show pictures of blowing it up and then what it looked like afterwards. It's called the Living Moon. The Cinder Lake volcanic fields were particularly suited to astroplate things to lava flows that ravaged the area a few hundred years prior to our space program. It was shaped by the Sunset Crater volcano, which last erupted between the year 1040 and 1100, probably on this day in history. Probably not. They planned the landing site for Apollo missions was remarkably similar. They used, as I said, almost 1,200 pounds of dynamite, 28,650 pounds of nitrocarbonitrate to blow 354 holes in the basaltic sediment surface, an asteroid-attacked wasteland. The Apollo 15 crew actually trained at this spot, but the last moon practice was in 1972. People had been using the spot for space simulation since about 2000, and now you can drive there. I would go there. Doesn't sound really like fun?
So much fun.
Yeah, I would do that.
And of course, our listeners can't appreciate this, but it looks cool too. It looks kind of like you
well,
know,
they, yeah, they
surface.
Can go. We probably have it. Don't we have it on Facebook that people can go, yeah. can go on our website? They can go and Google it.
Yep, that's right.
There you go. It says it looks and feels like sand, but it's a bit heavier. If you've ever been to Iceland. Iceland is, and they didn't blow it up, but it's volcanic ash, and it does look like a crater on the moon. It's very, when you fly over it and when you climb around on it, you have to be careful about falling down on it, though. Maybe that's just because I'm clumsy. But the stuff I still have a scar where I fell in Mexico on some balsamic rock, and for some reason it just, it's very foreign to the body, and it sort of made this interesting scar. The range is from 6,600 to 7,800 feet of elevation, depending on where you're standing, which means it's higher than you expect it to be. It's 8 miles east of Flagstaff, right off Highway 89. Keep your eyes open for a sign on the right, and you should find your way there. There's no direct access between the two routes, so you have to have and there's some places you absolutely cannot go. It's open year round, it's free, and basically they said go on a weekday. It's medium to heavy traffic on the weekends. Arizona's not all desert. It can get cold and wet at this elevation. Check it out. My next trip.
Yeah, let's get some jeeps and go out there.
That would be really fun.
That would be so fun. It's just cool to, you know, kind of approximate a terrain that, you know, none of us are really
that foreign.
Extreme.
Yeah. And that we'll probably not, you know, we can only sort of dream about it.
Exactly.
Most of us are probably not going to be on the moon anytime soon. But I would certainly do that. I think that sounds really fun. But as I said, not a bad second or approximation is Iceland, but you have to fly there to Reykjavik. But have you been to Reykjavik? See, it used to be, you could tell really, I think, the generation of people by who's been to Reykjavik and who hasn't, because most people have not, although my daughter has actually been, so I guess that sort of destroys my argument. But people's airline used to stop. It was a very inexpensive airline. It was the first inexpensive airline. And so, so it was much cheaper. Like you could go, I don't know, I think you'd go to round trip to Europe for like, $400, $500, when everything else was like $1,100. But the deal was that you stopped in Reykjavik, which I always thought was fun. First of all, it broke up the flight, which, as we know, is a good thing as far as I'm concerned. And second, I mean, Reykjavik is this cute little city, and it's I remember the ducks in the pond in the middle of the city. There's not a whole lot to do there, but it was still, you got out and had lunch, and I think it was a six-hour layover. And it was so much cheaper than anything else, plus then you could say that you'd been to Reykjavik, which was crucial. So there you go. All righty, 855-993-7569. I thought what we would talk about today is something that's inevitable, but some people feel better about it than others, which I will tell you about when we come back. It doesn't have anything to do with soccer. I actually, unfortunately, sent a tweet that I probably was completely Freudian on my part. I just said, there are no balls. On the float, meaning soccer balls, but given the fact it was a women's sport, I probably should have been a little clearer. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes, but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I know people have gotten used to thinking of the internet as kind of a place where negativity goes to spawn, but I have to tell you that I tend not to spend a lot of time online, to be quite honest, for a whole lot of reasons, not the least of which is the negativity. But I was perusing a little bit, and apparently I'm really proud of you guys that it's broken, let's fix it stuff seems to sort of amuse you is maybe not the right word, sort of captures your attention. So that's good. And we're going to do one today. As I mentioned, we had scheduled it for last week, and we always give calls a priority. So, but as far as I know, we will do it today. And it actually is appropriate to all the firsts that are happening today, and you'll hear why. Roger, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
Hi. I was talking to a friend who really likes anime, and he brought up something weird. I don't know how to classify it, and I was just... How do people feel about centaurs and sleeping with them? It's a very bizarre topic, but I just got to get it out there to the public.
Sleeping with centaurs. How do we define a centaur?
Half human, half horse.
Okay, and where do we find centaurs?
In mythology and gross Japanese comics.
Okay, so when we talk about sleeping with them, given the fact that they are mythical creatures, how would that work?
Well, this is all hypothetical. So, I mean, hypothetically, would it fall under bestiality if they were real, if we found out that they just came from a parallel dimension or something? Like,
I guess it would be half bestiality. Why are we asking these questions? I mean, the thing about a fantasy is I don't think you have to worry about a label. It's a fantasy.
I suppose. I don't know. We were just talking about it.
How old is this person that you're talking to?
About... Hold on. He's 25.
Tell him it's time to stop looking at comic books and get a job and move out of his parents' house, and then he can call me about issues that may have to do with sexuality, may have to do with differentiating between reality and fantasy and making sure we get what we want in this life. But it would seem to me that asking a psychologist to deal with people's mythological fantasies is probably, I mean, it's just, by definition, a fantasy isn't real. So applying the standards of reality to mythology is kind of defeating the purpose, it would seem to me, of both of mythology, reality, and psychology. I mean, psychology deals, I suppose, to a certain extent, with the intersection between those two. But by definition, you don't apply the rules of fantasy to reality because you're going to get in trouble, which is why I suggest to people not to look for a soulmate, that's a fantasy that's going to get you in trouble and mislead you. Conversely, I would not suggest that we apply the rules of reality to mythology or fantasy because it defeats the point of mythology, which is to have things that are, by definition, fabulous in the usual, you know, in the old-fashioned sense of the word, that they describe things that have nothing to do with our reality. They are bigger than life. They don't have to follow the rules of life. They to a certain extent, I would argue that the value of fantasy, whether on a mythological, sociological basis or an individual basis, is to remove us from the constraints of our reality and allow us to look at something without those constraints. And then by looking at the discrepancy between those fantasies, those myths, and our own lives, that we can understand what's missing or what we want or a little bit more about ourselves. So asking a psychologist to say, would you call sleeping with a mythical beast bestiality, is kind of, as I said, I think misses the point of reality, psychology, and mythology.
Well, that's... Actually answers my question quite well. I'm kind of on the same page. I got sidetracked with this question.
Well, again, you know, look, do you remember, let me give you the example that came to mind. When I was in eighth grade, I took a Latin course. And for, I don't know, somebody, you had to do a language or someone told me it would look good on my college, you know, application or something. I don't remember why I took Latin. My Latin teacher's name was Miss Gando, who in those days was called an old maid, which is really cruel and awful. But she sort of looked like the stereotype. And when we didn't want to do the lesson, when we didn't want to conjugate verbs, one of us, sometimes me, would raise my hand and say, "Miss Gando, tell us about Caesar." And we all assumed that we were conning this woman who has been alive since dirt was invented. And I'm sure she got as tired of, you know, these giggly 12-year-old little brats who didn't care at all about Latin. And so she would happily tell us about Caesar, which was she was spellbinding. And I think that your 25-year-old friend is doing the same thing, is he's getting you involved in intellectual pursuit as a way of avoiding whatever else it is that is important between the two of you. And so what I would do is smile sweetly and say, okay, what's really on your mind? And go there. Because there is something on his mind. He's clearly trying to engage you. But, pardon?
I'm seeing if he's listening in.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're about to the end of this hour, so you can have a conference with him, and then if either or both of you actually have a question that you think may pertain more or less to any of those three subjects, fantasy, reality, and mythology, and or psychology, that I can actually help you with, I'd be delighted to do it. But I think in this particular case, this is what you call your basic distraction. And the question is, as far as I'm concerned, distraction from what? What is it that is really engaging here? Because clearly there's an effort to engage. I don't know if it's whether to engage me or to engage you or to engage him. But people do things for reasons. And asking, is it bestiality to have sex with a centaur, seems to me to be one of those kind of, okay, let's see how much I can, Miss Gando, tell us about Caesar. So if you can actually figure out that there's a question here that I can help you with, I'd be delighted to do so. So why don't we'll put you on hold, and you can go and talk with your 25-year-old friend here and see if there's something that I can actually help the two of you with that might actually be useful to either of you. All righty?
Okay.
Fair enough. 85N, and we'll, Trevor will get back to you in a minute or two and see if there's a... if there is something that I can actually help you with here. It's going to be one of those days, I think, folks. 855-993-7569. See, I actually knew what a centaur was, but right, half man and half beast. And the question is, are there women, there lady centaurs? And I think there were. I vaguely remember that there were women that basically had, and of course they had breasts. And the male centaurs, I recall, although this may be my 12-year-old self that's recalling this, it were without junk, as they say it. It's a terrible term. Yeah, you know, you have to blame Channing Tatum for that. It's not my term. But maybe that's part of the point. So, all right, we will see whether or not Roger is still with us. My guess is probably not, but we'll see. And if you have something that actually you'd like to help me look at, or you'd like me to help you look at between fantasy, reality, and psychology, give me a holler. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.